ILO 1690 AM a Montreal.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up, featuring the one and only White Boy with Sauce. And tonight, folks, we have another special episode, of course. And who else could it be but the one, the only, Jay. Yo, give it up, everyone, for real. Yeah. Woo! How you feeling, man? This is your first interview, right?
Yeah, this is my first interview.
Yeah, bro, I'm excited, bro. This is going to be lit. So, before we get into it, bro, you got any questions? You got anything you want to talk about first?
I mean, I want to talk about, like, just, like, the upcoming, like, artists in general in like Montreal and stuff, okay, like how we put out our music.
For real, okay, I'm excited. Low key, I've been waiting to see you for a minute. You actually came on our last episode, but the last episode we had with Kazami and with
G-Bando.
Yeah. And you were in the corner, but low key, bro, I knew we had to have you on eventually. And I'm happy we made it, bro.
I'm happy to be here, man.
For sure, for sure. And before that, bro, we finally played some of your music, too. We got some new stuff from you.
We got some unreleased.
Some unreleased, too. I'm excited to hear it. That's going to be really fucking cool, but it's gonna be really lit. But we also have Vinboy Curly in the building, who I'm excited to hear because he also has some new stuff, too. And honestly, I think it's going to be pretty cool. And it's honestly... We're going to have a nice time. It's going to be lit. It's going to be fun. We're just going to get into it, man. Before that, we're going to play some of your music. And so 1690, you're listening to The Come Up with the White Boy with Sauce and Jay. Stick around, yo. Yes, sir, 1690, that was Jay, Wine Up. We also have the one and only Vinboy Curly in the building with us. How you feeling, man?
I feel amazing.
You always back here, man. I'm happy you're here, bro. You bring energy, and it's always lit, bro, for real. It's always fun. So you know what? Let's get into the nitty gritty of it, man. So Jay, tell us about yourself, so the viewers who aren't too familiar with your music.
I mean, basically, so a lot of people know I'm Jamaican. I came here 3 years ago.
Nice.
So in my music, you can hear a little bit of the slang. Like I try to bring in like my culture into like the underground scene a little bit, because it's not really like broadcast here in like MTL. So I would say like I try and like change up the stuff a little bit when it comes to underground music.
100%, yeah. No, compared to a lot of the underground that we've had so far on the show, I feel like yours stands out the most. Like yours, it's like very mellow and personal in a lot of ways. And honestly, like, it's been really lit, like, listening to your stuff, for real. And, like, appreciate you're so that. Humble, too, with your music, too, and how you describe it, and you're always, like, working hard towards it. And it's honestly really cool. So what made you, like, go into that sort of music?
Well, music, as you said earlier, that, like, I was here with my friend G-Bando Kazami.
Yeah.
At first, I wasn't really, like, iffy. I was iffy about, like, making music. But then, obviously, I'm around people that make music, and they're really good at it, so I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. And then because of how cultural stuff I like, you know, I'm like very cultural, it just like, I just interpreted everything into it, and then boom.
It just worked. How long have you been making music for?
Only a year.
Only a year?
Only a year.
Damn. Yeah. And you're making bangers like that?
Only a year.
Okay, yeah, you humble. Okay, damn. So like, what's it like? Like, what? Walk us through like your music process. So like, how has it evolved?
I mean, at first it was very difficult because, you know, like you just start making music. It's like you have to learn how to stay on beat, come up with different melodies, different stuff, like hooks, all of that. But I feel like now I've gotten to like the point where I can easily just hop on a beat and it would be okay. You know, like the song is not gonna be like completely rubbish, you know.
Yeah, I feel it. So, do you make your own beats, or like you
find something? Don't make my own beats. Like another thing, I mean, like, it's not a collective, it's like somewhat of a community called ZWAP.
Okay.
Like, we're all artists, but like we have a producer, Raf, you know. We have like, that's how we get our beats from, like, friends, you know, that's in the community yourself.
Okay, cool, shout out to him, for real. Yeah. And that's really cool. So like, even like when it comes to your lyrics too, like how did that start off? Like,
for my lyrics, like I try my best not to like cap a lot.
Yeah, I feel you.
But like, it's more like, more or less like something that actually happened in my songs.
Okay.
Like, it's based on like how I felt in like a certain situation or something like that.
It's a story.
It's like, yeah, basically.
Honestly, yeah, I like that. Like, I used to write some stuff too. Like, I feel like whenever like we try to cap sometimes in writing, like, it doesn't like sound true to the heart, per se. Like, it just like doesn't sound as like as
real.
Real, yeah, for real. Like, it's just, it sounds, I wouldn't say corny sometimes, like, especially when it's like run up on the block, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like,
yeah, it's just like so generic.
Yeah,
when
for
people
real.
Try and like interpret it, stuff like that.
I feel like a lot of people connect more when it's something more real,
more real, yeah,
and personal, for real. And but yeah, no, so Binboy Curly,
hey,
you have a little announcement to make. You've been making some moves too, for real.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. I accidentally made a mistake on our last post. I thought your next project was called Tapes and Deluxe. That's my fault.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
It's all good, bro.
That's my fault. But what can you tell us about your new project?
Well, I have two that I announced. I'm at Deluxe coming out for Curse and Chaos.
Curse and Chaos was lit.
Yeah.
Curse and Chaos was lit. I'm always bumping that, for real.
Yeah, you say you want a second one. We'll see about
of
that.
Of course I want a second one, bro.
We'll see
I want
about
a
that.
Third one.
Well, people are used to it with the Kid X volumes at this point, bro. Everything else. But I have the Deluxe coming out. And I also have another project coming out. I'm not gonna announce the name yet, but soon.
What can we expect from it?
Rage.
Ooh.
Just, yeah, not straight up rage type shit.
Alright, I feel it.
Might see Opposite on there.
Okay, shit. Yeah. Okay, so we got a lot to look forward to, for real. Can
yeah,
we expect
October.
That soon? Ooh.
Yeah, I think before the end of the month. Either the Deluxe, I'm thinking probably both of them will drop this month, unless a certain someone doesn't get their feature back soon. But I'm thinking both are gonna come out this month. Type shit.
No,
Spirit of Halloween.
Spirit
some
of Halloween.
Rage, some revamp shit, you know.
Speaking of Halloween, what are you guys going as for Halloween?
Alvin.
Word? Yo! I'm gonna be honest, I never liked Alvin and Chipmunks, though.
Alvin and Chipmunks?
Yeah, I'm being Alvin, my boy's being Theodore, and my other boy's being Simon.
What makes you want to go as Alvin?
For the legendary three man, so that next year we have the shirties with us.
Whoa, yo, shit. Which one's getting? Wait, I can't.
Oh, I know, because I'm Alvin. I know I'm getting the baddest. Yo, I'm Alvin. I know I'm lit, but yeah, nah. Yeah, type shit.
Type shit. What about you, Jay? What you going as for?
I haven't even like thought about no Halloween costume,
bro.
Last time I went as like a caveman. I ain't gonna lie.
That was last year.
Yeah.
Dude, last year I went as a cat in the hat, bro. That was lit, bro. I went to a rave with Alex, bro.
Holy shit, dude. Some guy was on ecstasy watching you, like.
Dude, I hid bottles in my hat, bro. It was crazy. I was thinking like a magician. It was lit. Oh, Lohans is in the building.
W camera lady.
All right, Lohans, how you feeling? She's tired, but we don't care. Not the point. It's Women's International Awareness Month, but for real, we actually had our first female guest last week, Spencer.
What's that, Spencer? Yes.
Yeah, super cool, super lit. Performed live.
She went to my high school.
Did she actually?
Yeah, when I found out I knew her like from a minute ago. Yeah.
No way. Do you have any? You have any tea for us?
Nah, not Live. Really.
Let's expose her right now. Okay. You know she's half deaf.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't
Holy
be
shit.
Serious.
Yeah, I swear to God, bro.
No way.
Dude, she's half deaf. Like, not like Helen Keller deaf, like fully, but like, you know what I mean?
Helen Keller's insane, yo.
Bro, I don't think she was real.
Huh?
I don't think Helen Keller was real.
But it can be. Isn't she the person that was like born deaf and blind or something like
Dude,
that?
Dude, she was born deaf, blind,
then
and
how
mute.
Stevie Wonder do it?
Stevie Wonder was just blind.
Yeah, but how the... Yo, do you hear the music he makes? Yo, there's no way. Blind?
Yeah, bro, he can hear it. You don't have to see music, bro. You can hear it.
That is true, but like, I mean, yo, you're blind, so there's that. I don't know how you
can... Bro, it's not like he's driving. What do you mean?
There's
like,
a way.
When there's a will, there is
there
a way.
Is a, yeah, there is a way.
Have they ever made a Stevie Wonder biopic?
Or I'm confusing it with Ray. Who? Ray what?
Is it Ray Charles? Wait, the one with Jamie Foxx. Because he's not the only blind musician, yeah. Bro.
That was Ray Charles, I'm pretty sure.
Ray Charles is lit. You ever watch that movie?
No.
Ooh, y'all are missing out. Jamie Foxx.
You watch Django?
I watched a lot of Jamie Foxx.
Dude.
Django
Unchained?
Yeah,
dude, Django's my favorite movie, bro. Rick Ross is in the soundtrack for some reason.
Straight up get back, huh? Yo.
Dude, that's so lit. But yo, I love Tarantino movies. I like how he like... composes his shots and like how different he is.
You might get a project that somebody doing there.
Speaking of Tarantino and how unique he is with his music, how would you say your music influences you? Like, would you say like certain things influence like how your sound works or how like your lyrics are?
It's all life experience, to be honest.
Okay, I feel you.
Because without that, I doubt I would be able to make half the music I make if I didn't have certain experiences.
That's facts.
What he said, dead ass.
It's all in that, man.
Yeah, nah. Because then you can't put your soul into it. Literally. You can't put your feelings into it if you don't feel none. So.
Exactly, bro. I've never seen someone make a love song with no emotions, bro.
Oh,
exactly.
The best love songs come from when you're heartbroken. Like, literally. You can't make a good... Facts. Making a good love song, it's either you're in love and really on the high of in love, or it's like heartbreak. And heartbreak, I still stand on 10 times better for like emotions. Because your emotions like, just...
You feel everything.
Yeah,
more.
Everything you put into it, you just feel it.
I mean, what would you say would be better though? Like being in love or being brokenhearted?
I can tell you probably being in love, unless it's like a toxic relationship. Well, even then, I'm not going to hold you. Being like really heartbroken is pretty bad, so.
Do y'all feel more inspired when you're in love or you're like brokenhearted?
Yeah, I haven't been in love in a while, so I don't even know what to say about that one.
For real.
I'm not going to lie.
What are you and your feelings?
Nah. Yeah, I mean, you hear it in the music.
Like, for real, yeah, we're going to listen to it now.
I'm not going to lie. I fell in love kind of recently.
No way.
It's controversial to my host, but yeah.
Joe.
but here's the thing. But let me tell you something. Nah, like recently, like a minute ago. But what I mean by that is like, I'm not going to lie. I still think I made better music when I was heartbroken.
Honestly,
like I think like the inspiration and like when you're in love and shit like that, it can make you make like a little cute little chats whatever, but when you're heartbroken,
yeah, you feel like you don't
that's
really
what's
do
gonna
anything.
Connect with people, because people are gonna hear that, and especially like being someone who's been heartbroken before, when I hear that track, like a proper track when I'm heartbroken, like the way that touches you when you're heartbroken, and everyone who's been heartbroken,
you
can
sing it in your car, bro. Yeah. Out loud.
Yo, you just feel
you're
it, bro.
Banging on tables and
before
stuff.
I was even brokenhearted, I was listening to Rolling in the Deep thinking, oh, damn, divorce, like what? Like, yo, bro.
I'm not even married.
I'm like 8 years old in my mom's car listening to Rolling in the Deep by Adele, thinking like, wow. Like, and now I'm older, I'm like, Oh, there's about one man?
This is about one guy? You.
About one man, yo. Infinite money glitch.
Has there ever been songs that like kind of have like the opposite effect where like you associate some memories with the songs and you're like, oh, I can't listen to this because it associates with that person?
Yeah. That one Bryson Tiller song, I ain't gonna lie.
Which one?
I tried to clear it out of my brain. I don't even remember the name now, but every time I hear it, I just...
Okay, so it's like a real mental, yeah. Like you really...
Dude, I have two songs.
It's just
songs.
Like, why does this exist?
What's two songs? Drive Me Crazy by Lil Yachty. And
Drive Me Crazy by Lil Yachty is
that
insane.
Song that
you
song,
can't listen to it anymore.
Always gonna be mad. Yeah, anyways, but that track and that Joji track, Glimpse of Us, that one, yo, I was in Barbados listening to that shit, heartbroken, bro, like on the beach, bro. Tear came down my mouth, like
with the sunset.
With the sunset. Nah, like,
I swear to God, bro, I have the snap on my phone. You just be like, yo, bro, that shit touched me, bro.
Listen, bro.
Pause. But that shit was gas, bro. That didn't drive me crazy. Those are the top two ones. No. And Dark Side of the Moon by Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj. That's a really good
that's
one, too.
That's specific as hell.
Yeah, nah, it's a good specific. One. Shout out to Carter 5.
Dude, low-key, you ever listen to, what's that song by The Weeknd? Say I love you, girl, but I'm out of time. It's called Out of Time.
Oh, yeah, Out of Time.
Out of Time.
Dude.
Yeah. I mean, any song with Out of Time.
Shawty really done, like, a number on me with that song, bro. That was her favorite song. Damn. And I heard it.
Shorty's favorite song was a Weeknd song.
Yeah, you're good.
I knew I was in for it. I knew I was in for it, bro. It was. To be fair, I was asking for it.
I only listen to Cash Cobain.
I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon.
Oh my Holy god, shit. Bro! The Weeknd, bro. He was here recently too.
Yeah,
you see his
during the fireworks
movie.
Dude, what's it called?
Actually, nah, Loki won that collab. I take it back. I would go see it again, but.
I love The Weeknd, bro.
I'm
trying to be nice here. Can you
not, but Loki, I agree with Jay because you know what? His acting does need work. You ever watch The Idol?
I didn't watch that. Yeah. I seen the one scene where he pressed up upon the guy, Tombo.
Yeah, bro.
Let me catch you looking at her again.
Why do you push
her? Let me catch you looking at her again, bro.
It's like he's acting, but he's like forcing it. It's like, I don't know.
No, but what's funny is with The Weeknd and anything he acts in, it's kind of like, this is just you. This is just you. Yo, I saw the Weeknd movie. It's literally you. He's himself in the movie.
But what's it about?
At his concert.
What's it about?
I couldn't tell you. I sat there for an hour and a half. I could not tell you. It makes no sense.
That's how I felt about the Joker 2.
Oh, same.
Joker 2? No. It's exactly that. It's exactly that. You know when you walk out a movie and it's almost so bad that it's like, whoa. Like, it's like, it's so bad that you can't even like necessarily say what it is.
Yes.
That's what it was,
Wait.
Bro.
Jay, tell me how you felt about the movie.
With Joker?
Yeah.
I used to work in a movie theater too.
Ooh.
It used to just be on repeat for me.
Wait, second part or the first one? I like the first one.
I like the first one, but once they start adding the musically stuff into it, it's like where it was like, yo, what are we doing here?
Listen to this. I went on a double third date. It was like a double third date. I was the only single one.
The legendary three man. You want to be Simon?
I'm going as Dominican Mickey Mouse this year. I can't.
Dominican
Mickey Mouse. Yeah.
What is that?
That's very
Mickey
creative.
Mouse, but Dominican, bro. It's just gonna be me with, like, skinny jeans and a cigarette.
I get it. Get like big.
I know
cube.
Black.
You have to get big cube earrings, like big, like.
Yeah, you have to get like. Make sure the jeans are super
tight.
Super tight, bro. I'm gonna have
tight.
No circulation.
Polo Good. Shirt.
But anyway,
that's all it is.
About Joker 2, no one told me this was a musical.
I
came in not knowing it was a musical. They start singing. I was like, well, this is weird. And after it happens for the rest of like the 2.5 hours. And the worst part is my friend says something controversial. I'm not going to say what it was, but it was the R word. Mm. He's like, bro, why don't they just R word the Joker? And then after it happened.
Yeah, no, it did happen. I was like, my goat could never. I just read Death of the Family. My goat could never go
Death
out
of
like
the
that.
Family is crazy.
Like not like death in the family, like death of the family. You know the difference?
Yeah,
like 100%. With the face when he ripped off his face.
No, 100%.
Yeah, my goat, bro. My goat would never get.
Dude,
my goat would never. Yo, my goat would never.
We're gonna talk more about Joker and how he traumatized us in a lot of mental ways. But we're gonna play some more stuff and we're gonna play some new stuff. So stick around, yo. You're listening to The Come Up with White Boy with Sauce, Jay, and Bin Boy Curly. What's up?
I'm gonna meet her, spin on a rope. Eight best lane, gon' know. She wanna fuck, I know.
Hip-hop, you want some R&B? Tune into The Limelight, 6 to 8 every Saturdays, right here on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. That's what's up.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
This is Bobby from The Gruesomes. And when I'm not freaking out the squares with my fuzzed out riffs, I'm tuning in to the freaky wigged out vibes of that psychedelic mind-blowing love in CJLO Underground Radio.
Is
Yes, sir. We back at it again. We back at it again. 1690. You are listening to The Come Up with the White Boy with Sauce, Jay, and Ben Boy Curly. How y'all feeling so far?
We good. We good.
We good.
I feel amazing.
You know, we were about to talk about the Joker, but I want to talk about something else that's been very bothering me for a minute, Jay. You have four EPs. Four. How do you have four EPs?
Listen,
you didn't
man.
Drop any of them. That's some Listen. Selfishness.
Yeah, whatever.
It's not selfish. It's just, you know, the song's just not done yet.
It's selfish. You know, you're just at home, huh?
When are you going to drop, though? Cause
I mean, y'all getting the For Me EP, like, end of this month.
Oh, okay,
so,
beautiful.
Like, you know?
Dude, we're going to blast that all day, every day, bro. Already, like, good, like, his songs are on my... I've been working on this the special playlist from the best songs of 2025 from The Come Up. We got some of your songs too on it. We got four of his songs on it. Mr. Melody, you know I got.
Hey.
I love Mr. Melody so much.
Yo, just wait. I'm trying to make more shit like that with Dreams Girl,
really?
Like, cause she be doing pop type stuff, and I'm like, we're about to lock in.
Dude, I love that.
We're about to lock in.
Especially with the song that you have with Jada.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Still.
I love that song
X2?
So much.
Yeah.
I know it, bro. I know it. And,
I'm gonna tell her. I'm gonna tell her that just now that you said that.
And
so
Karami Princess, I think that's what it's called.
Karami Princess, yeah. I want to make more like that too.
Yeah, dude. I love that stuff. I love that, and especially your music too, Jay. I love All Eyes on with Kazami. I always mispronounce the name. It's All Eyes on, All on Eyes on You,
yeah.
With Kazami, Jay, and Kazilla. Yeah. Love that. And I also, this is also on the playlist. I want with Fuck Breezy. That's what you call it.
Oh yeah, Breezy.
Breezy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Part of Fiesta.
That's my boy.
For real, bro. That's a pretty lit song, for real. And also, Our Time is on it.
It's crazy. I only have like what, two features on that whole album.
Dude, for real.
Yeah. It's Drizzy and Breezy.
They went
Gotta
hard.
Get the DSR members on that.
For real, bro. So honestly, man, walk us through Fiesta. That's your EP or
yeah,
is that
a,
an,
nah,
is
that's
an album?
Album.
Album, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the process behind that?
Basically. Around that time, I didn't hear anybody making any, like, Caribbean music or any, like, vibesy music for the summer. So I was just like, yo, might as well. I'm from there. Let me
100%.
Just do it. And then, boom, I just, like, whipped out tracks, like, every day, every day, every day. And then I dropped it.
Every song was made in a different day?
Yeah. Dude. Like, I made a song every day, like, leading up to, like, my birthday.
Wait, how many songs are on the album?
How many what?
How many songs are on the album?
I think it was, like... Eight? It's been a while. I think it's like eight plus. I don't know.
Let me check. It's 12 songs.
12
dude.
Songs.
Dude. That's impressive as hell. Honestly, yeah. A song every day is hard.
Well, for one of the songs, I was like, what should I make a song about? And then they was like, oh, yeah, we'll make it about this and I'll make it.
And then boom. That's honestly very, very inspiring, dude. It's hard, like, making a song, especially, like, finishing it, like start to finish. I can barely finish, like, writing lyrics, dude, within a day.
Look, I was so, like, I wouldn't say, like, I was, like, iffy about my album.
Yeah.
But the same song, Wind Up, that was played earlier, I remember being in, like, a barbershop one time, like, my barbershop where I go to, but it's only Caribbean people. And then my barber was like, I didn't know you made music. I was just like, oh yeah, I just dropped the album too. He was like, okay, I'm gonna play a song. And at this time, it was like 20, maybe like 30 people in the barbershop for some reason on that day.
Okay.
And they played Wind Up, and the whole barbershop went up in flames.
Really?
Everybody was like, yo, this is you. That I was like, yeah, I didn't even know how to react.
Cause dude, it's
crazy.
Fire. It's honestly, it's so good because you know what? It's so different to what we hear, especially in Montreal. We don't hear a lot of it.
Mm.
But once you do hear it, it's so like refreshing to hear, especially during the summer. Like, you wouldn't hear it in the winter, but I would love to play it in the winter because it would make me feel about the summer.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate my barber. Shout out the Soca Barber, bro.
Bro,
Alex.
Shout out
the Soca Barber, yo.
Soca Barber.
He's a Trini. He's a Trini. Shout out Alex.
And they didn't know you made music before?
Nah, but he has my IG, but you know, he's like, you know, when you're busy, you're not really on like Instagram like that, whatever.
Yeah, I feel
like, you're not gonna really see my stories that I'm putting out music or whatever. So he didn't know until I told him.
No, honestly, man, like, I feel like once you like, you don't tell people you make music, but after once that one song gets out,
exactly,
it's a domino effect, bro. It's gonna keep getting bigger and bigger. And honestly, bro, it's so lit, for real. But four EPs is selfish, bro. You gotta drop all of those, bro.
Yeah,
I need that.
No,
I need it ASAP, bro.
Don't worry.
man, honestly, for real, it's just it's very inspiring listening to like all you guys making like music and stuff, and like how, especially how like how different it is, especially with like we had Bin Boy on multiple times, and like he's talked about how he's made different genres or experimented with different genres too, and now we have your music on too. I feel like it's so cool because it shows how special the city is with how much like
diversity
and potential that there is, and it's not talked about enough.
I feel like my with my music too, I feel like I touch more into like storytelling, because like
for real.
With even my EP for me right now, every song in the EP is legit a follow-up story for the other song.
Okay,
they're all basically transition songs talking about the same stuff but in a different way.
What would you say For Me is about?
Like, for me,
for
it's
me,
like,
well,
literally for me, because like I made this EP is basically for like when I'm listening to this, it's like for why I'm really doing this, you know?
Okay, like a reminder.
So, yeah, it's like a reminder for like why did I actually make this.
I like that idea. Honestly, that's we don't hear about that often either.
Because it's also saying my like if you obviously you've heard a couple songs that I sent
yeah,
I sent to you.
I've heard a lot of it.
It's basically like touching into my emotions of what happened, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I named it For Me.
I know what I like about that, honestly, even though you named it For Me and you named it after your own experiences, I feel like your music is relatable.
Mm.
Like I can listen to one of your songs, I'm like, yo, I felt this. I experienced this, and like that's why like it hits so deeper. That's why like I love that shit. It's so fun to listen to.
Especially the last snippet I posted too. A lot of people was like, yo, this is deep.
This is lit.
This is crazy.
It was very deep, dude. I texted you like, yo, this is insane, bro.
Yeah.
But no, honestly, man, it's always fun having new guests on, like, telling their new, like, especially what we had with Spencer. Mm. We never had that sort of, like, genre on before. Mm. And honestly, dude, can't wait to do it again.
Spencer is crazy.
Spencer is insane.
Oh, matter of fact, I can say this now. The song Change For Me, I have it, like, as a snippet on my Instagram reel right now.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer is hopping on that song with background vocals.
Word?
I'm being so serious.
Dude. Oh, that's gonna be angelic, bro.
Yeah,
that's
legendary.
Gonna be like fourth dimension shit for honestly, who else would you be open to working to?
Working with, like in the city?
Yeah, or in general, or
in
anyone.
General, I'm already working with Bin Boy.
Yes, sir.
My boy Trey.
Shout out to him, he's in the
he
background.
He needs to, we haven't, you, can you believe we've known each other for like a year now? And we haven't had a song together.
Are you serious?
It's crazy.
Why?
Like,
why would you do that?
And we're in the same kind of like thing, Zwap, the same group, everything,
man.
And we don't have a song together.
I know those ones.
But,
it's like how long I know Backwoods being still.
Yeah, I still need to make a song. There's a lot of people I want to like make songs with, because I feel like everybody's different in their own way, of course. And to combine,
it's when
that
you align,
is beautiful.
It's when you align. Yeah. That's what I realize. A lot of it is like really alignment. Like,
for real,
you'll be making something a certain vibe, and you'll see other people who are kind of on the same wavelength. They're doing their own thing, and not to say it even needs to be the exact same genre, but like sound and stuff. Like I mentioned before, we're opposite, but he has a Rage project he's working on too, type shit that I'm on, and he's on mine type shit as well. And it's like, even when it came to that, it kind of like just naturally just correlates when you guys are both doing similar stuff, because you're like, oh,
exactly.
Like, especially when you're making something, and it's like you're not just like, oh, I just want to get a feature on here to get a feature on here, but it's like you make something with the idea of someone, or you know someone's sound that could work on something. I feel like that's where like the best collabs and stuff come from, because personally, all the opens I've ever sent out were specifically for that person. They were never, except for maybe like if it was like a remix open or something like that, but most opens I've sent have been specifically for the person who hopped on. I feel like that adds kind of the magic to it, because it's like there's like a specific format to it, rather than just two people just on a track.
It creates
together,
a
so
new
whatever.
Experience.
Yeah, because for me too, even like before making even the wind up song, Brazy texted me, was like, yo, I need a song for you to hop on, because at the time I was already popping out like sneak peeks on my Jamaican songs that I'm putting out. And he sent me this feature. It was also like an Afrobeat type song. So I was like, oh, I can get him on the album too. So it's just like alignment, basically. Like if people are doing the same stuff, whatever. That's all it takes.
I feel like when we work with people who are a lot different than what we usually do, it brings out a different part of us. And I think it could be very cool to like experiment to see what works and what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But like, especially like if you worked with Spencer, I think that's amazing. That can be something
It's crazy because me and, like, even Spencer was also supposed to be an interlude for the album too, the Caribbean album.
Shout out Interlude, man. Like,
I didn't get, like, she was recording her latest drop at the time, so she had like a lot of, a lot of stuff, so I didn't get that out there, but me and Spencer gonna work, don't worry.
Go, white girl, go. No, honestly, that's really lit. It's cool, but you know, my dream collab is Mulan, but like, you know, I don't even sing like that, so like, it's cool.
Hey, I try.
I try too, bro. We out here trying. What would you say would be your dream collab? This is gonna be like anyone.
Tory.
Tory?
Tory.
Yo. Free Tory, for real.
Free Tory.
Free Tory.
Yo, I can see that. When we put on the, what was the song? The Call Me? Call Me Rinse, I was thinking about it. I was like, yo, low key, like, nice. You didn't make a song with this guy.
I don't know. If I get a song with Tory, bro.
What would you want it to be?
Literally anything. It could be R&B. It could be like, because also he's like Jamaican, right? Like,
yeah.
Yo, it could be anything. As long as it's Tory. I'm telling you. As long as it's Tory, I'll be there.
Dude, when I found out he went to jail, dude, I was heartbroken.
Yeah, I know that. That was
so. Bro, Diddy got 4 years.
Dude,
bro.
I heard about that.
Yo,
he
did. Got 4 years, bro.
He did. Bro, only four.
Only four?
No.
What do you mean, free
Don't
Diddy?
Say that. Don't say
four
that.
Too many. What are we talking about?
No, not, it's not. It's not enough.
Absolutely.
Dead ass, bro. He had that one Sway Lee song, bro. They can't convince me, bro. They can't. I won't let it go.
Dude, Diddy needs to stay in prison.
Oh, them damn baby
wolves.
Nah,
he didn't do a single thing, bro.
No.
Get Oprah.
I heard it. You know what? I don't trust Oprah.
You shouldn't trust any of them. Yo, all the people who threw Diddy under the bus are the people that were partying with him.
Literally.
Yo, and he's in there in jail, like. Yo, bro, it's so. Even Kanye was like, yo, bro, I partied with him. I was doing the same thing. Why am I free? I just went, oh, I swear I haven't listened to Kanye since. You ever heard Kanye in my car?
No.
Dude.
Yeah, if you met me a few months ago, you would all you'd hear.
Now, ever since
my goat died.
I know, bro. You know he. You know what happened? He just submitted Donda 2 for a
I don't care about Donda 2.
Dude,
yo,
I
bro, I cared about Donda 2 in like 2021.
Dude, but yo, he said he's dropping it.
He released
it.
That one Baby Keem song. Bro, Baby Keem don't even want it up, took it down. I don't.
Yeah. Baby Keem is not even real, bro. He's like, he's not
what?
Here anymore.
Whoa.
Dude,
whoa.
He hasn't dropped. I miss,
whoa.
I need him, bro. I need him back.
Chill, you didn't hear that Fred Again remix?
Nah.
Yo,
wait,
bro,
he dropped recently?
Nah, he has not.
He's not, it hasn't dropped
but
in
Dave,
a minute.
But Dave Free said he's only been listening to Baby Keem unreleased recently. That might actually be my biggest inspiration,
Baby Keem.
Baby Keem's my
I love
goat,
Baby
bro.
Keem, bro.
He says nothing and says everything at the same time.
For real, bro.
Booger, color, piss.
You know what? You know what I want to hear more of? My favorite Baby Keem song of all time, and even just of like one of my favorite top 10 favorite songs of all time.
What?
16 by Baby Keem.
Okay, yeah, but that's a classic though.
Dude, I would.
That is a classic. I'm gonna tell you my favorite.
Won't you?
Pink panties, gas.
Yo, yes.
With a fat ass. Yo, bro, insane. What else did he have on that? Y'all ever heard to bank account with Uzi on the deluxe? Violate that. What?
What is it?
Yo, bro, I heard that bar. Like, what?
Nah, hard rappers track. Are getting crazy with the bars lately.
Dude, they have been getting.
You heard Nine Visions? What he saying that one track?
Should we talk about Young Thug?
Actually,
no,
I can't
let's not talk about Young Thug.
I can't even say. Oh, what he's calling his ops?
Dude, I'm talking about that one song.
That one song.
Yeah, what he's calling his ass.
Yeah.
Ninja, my GOAT song of the year. What are we talking about?
Song of the year.
yo, anybody who doesn't
soft
get down with that last 30 seconds has never felt real hate in their heart, bro. Because that shit was hatred. Yo, he's like,
bro, really, you better not play with me. What is he hating for?
That's just.
I don't know.
Is it like,
well, I'll tell you exactly what. Like, all the YSL switched up on him. So there's that.
I mean, if he's acting
like
that,
I'd be pretty mad if my whole collective threw me under the bus and I was the last one standing up in jail. Like, not
yeah, it gotta be a reason.
Because they wanted
be
to be
reason.
Free. What are you talking about? They seen Rico charging. I don't know if you remember, but Rico charge in like 2022, 2023 was you're done. Like,
you know
what Rico charges were introduced for? They were to get mob people. So when they start doing mob things on black people, that's how you know it's a problem. We wild out. Yo, wild out. They're using organized crime. They're at the point where it's like, you know him? You're in a jail cell. That's bad, bro. That's bad. Like, I'm not saying I'd do it if I was gonna, but it's like, I understand why some people switched up. But 6ix9ine, no, I will fend for 6ix9ine. Nah, I'll fend for 6ix9ine to the day I die over Gunna. I think 6ix9ine had more reason to snitch than Gunna did.
No,
what are you talking about?
Do you know what 6ix9ine said recently about Bad Baby?
Only realizing it now. It makes
no
sense.
Should we talk about that?
What?
What 6ix9ine said about Bad Baby?
Nah, we can't talk about. We can't speak on that.
6ix9ine know too much. You know too much.
6ix9ine. Oh,
you know what, I'm talking about.
Yo, Bad Baby crazy though. You see her hanging off her baby daddy's car last week?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yo, she was hanging off.
I remember that.
Wicked.
Leave that man, bro.
I feel bad for her though. Low
Why?
Key. Well, I mean, like,
no. Let me tell you something. Hopefully my homegirl's not listening. But listen, they don't listen. She knows. She knows. The minute the guy stole her car, he knew who he was. She just wants him. You can't feel bad for her. You can't. At that point, you can't feel bad for her.
That's very true.
If she got played, that's one thing. She's not getting played. The man cheated on you like 16 times, has like 5 other children, and beats you. Beats you while you had cancer. Leave the man. Leave the man. What are we talking about here? Like, it makes no sense. I don't feel bad for her. She's actually just objectively a bad person.
We have to go to an ad break. How do I transition into this?
Anyway.
You don't. You just let it play.
Catch me outside.
But what? Hey, yo, Ben Boy's gonna talk about more about his beef with Bad Baby soon. We can go into a little ad break here. Go into this shortly. See y'all soon, 6090.
This is Bobby from the Gruesomes. And when I'm not freaking out the squares with my fuzzed out riffs, I'm tuning in to the freaky, wigged out vibes of that psychedelic, mind blowing love in CJLO Underground Radio. This is Bobby from the Gruesomes, and when I'm not freaking out the squares with my fuzzed out...
Tune in to Eastern Promises every Sunday at 8 p.m. with me, Donald Robert, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada, featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, as well as Acadian and Indigenous sounds. Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises, every Sunday at 8 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Hey, this is Laurent San. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
We're gonna judge us right now. Hold up, we live right now. Oh.
I like his music, bro.
Okay, nothing will you say will be held in court. Don't worry. 1690, welcome back to the come up with White Boy with Sauce, Jay, Bin Boy Curly, and we out here talking about Diddy. All right, I don't know why we're talking about Diddy, but it just so happened that we're talking about Diddy. But you know what? I don't want to talk about Diddy anymore. I want to talk about David. The motherfucker had a whole
dismembered body
in his car. Why does he have a body in his car? You know what? Let me tell you something.
She wanted to take a nap.
She was 50. No, I took a girl on a date to go
Where is he going with this?
No. I took a girl on a date.
What's going on here?
To his concert.
Yeah.
A week after this shit happened.
You went to the, like, recently?
You went to his concert recently?
I went to his concert that just happened in beginning of September.
How was the Heartbreak song, though?
It was lit. Dude, I was yelling that at the top of my lungs.
Celeste.
And dude,
not
a girl with money.
But sorry, I'm segueing real quick. Y'all ain't gonna tell me I Need a Girl is a bad track, bro.
Wait, which one? From Diddy?
Yes.
Why are we still talking about Diddy? I don't want to talk about Diddy anymore.
Help with this guy.
You need help.
I've seen his discography and I was just
thinking. I am never going to your house. There's just baby oil anyway.
Because David is objectively worse than we're talking about David. David likes little girls.
Okay. What do you have to say about
he's
this?
He's not just
let
freaking
Let me defend
out.
My boy David. Actually, let me rephrase that. Whoa. That's not my boy.
My boy David is crazy. They're picking sides
from the Bible still.
Okay,
that's my only boy.
That's your boy?
That's my only, but like David, the artist?
The artist.
Listen.
I called him D4VD for years.
Yo.
Kids and friends.
Listen, he had humble beginnings. This man.
He did have humble beginnings.
Yeah, he started on BandLab just like me and you. You know, everybody that actually makes music underground, whatever. This man knows how to tell stories. Yes, it's controversial that Homicide, whatever the song he has, contradicts with
specific,
the whole
bro.
Contradicts with the whole thing that's going on with him right now. But
I've seen them lock up black people for way less than this.
That's what I'm saying. True. That's why my whole point about Diddy.
If he actually did it, I feel like it would have... You'd have been, you know?
The thing is, you know what's weird about it? Is that he's not even a suspect in any of this.
That's what I'm saying. They would have been got him.
He's not a suspect. Yeah. He's
not. But they're smart for that. Because if they made him a suspect, he'd probably get away with it.
Mm. Very true.
Because when you're a suspect, you're entitled to a speedy trial. So, because you can't, it's not a RICO case like Diddy or whatever. It's literally. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to bring it.
I think, but
now on some real shit though, like if they had arrested him earlier, he'd be able to get away with
but
it.
But there's so much. I feel like, you know what's weird though? There's a lot of evidence.
Except
like,
for tampering with the body, but they can get him right now for tampering with the body. They don't want that though. They want to get him for the murder.
But like didn't his car get stolen before the body?
His car was reported stolen. It's a fucking Tesla. It was I wanted to know. Can they access the cameras?
Yes. My dad has a 2013 Tesla, the first model. He still tracks it to this day wherever it goes. You can't.
There's cameras everywhere.
It makes no sense. Why haven't they seen it? Be looking at the Tesla cams if they have a record. Yeah. But I don't know if they delete.
But I feel like nowadays everyone on the internet is a detective to their own extent.
But that's what I'm saying. We don't know what happened. No, that's what I'm saying. Realistically, I think there's like a slight chance he didn't kill her. I still think he's a pedo. I still think he's a pedo and all that. But I don't, in my honest opinion, I don't think he killed her. Because the way that he kept it like so P performing makes no sense. Literally. Like you'd be stressing about that. Literally. Like even as a big artist, like there'd be something like, unless he's a actual psychopath. And I'm telling you like the 1 percentile of those psychopaths. Yeah. Like there's no way.
But I don't get that because he's grown in a household with church people. And, but like,
that's what
I'm saying.
I heard
that
about
stuff.
That too.
Like,
yeah, he had a whole page dedicated to Bible verses too. A lot of it doesn't make sense.
His conscience would have been killing him if he actually
But that's what I'm
it.
Saying. Even if he did do something bad off, literally the psyche he would have been raised off of, there would have been something. And it's just like, think about it. If he could bitch about a girl like that on his song for like 10 albums, bro, think about it. Really think about it. I feel like he'd be a little bit more stressed. And I feel like hiding the body, that feels a little bit like he'd be stressed. Like how well he was performing doesn't make sense. Like that's what I'm saying. He has to actually just be a psychopath. It's either he didn't do it or he's a psychopath.
It's either it's really well planned. Well, not planned properly.
Clearly not. Throw it in the water.
Not planned, anything. Bro.
Just
literally
throw
anything.
If you threw it in the water, they actually would have never figured it out by now.
Mass murder. Anyways,
this is like an episode of Dexter, bro. It's like literally. The weirdest. It literally is.
Even Dexter got caught up.
Dexter has Dexter wasn't a pedophile.
Dexter was catching bodies.
Yeah, Dexter was.
Dexter was catching. Bodies.
Dexter wasn't a pedophile though. Remember that one episode? Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I'm 14. Rebecca, you're 14. And the episode ends. Like that's he wasn't he had boundaries. Yeah. David just makes songs that are really good. You know what's bad?
No, they're so good.
It's actually fun. It is so messed up.
But
so
I have to delete my playlist because every song is
your playlist?
I wouldn't.
Now I'm listening to it still. What?
Dude, I can't. Yo, it's about a girl. It's about a 14-year-old girl.
Listen, though.
Okay, my point is.
You have to separate the art from the artist, but like at the same time, he's cooked.
It was about her.
Yeah. It was
but
about
the thing
her.
Is, think about it. The reason I can't separate like him, or I don't care to stop listening to him, is do you know how long it took? Me getting off Kanye West, like it took years. Like
I'm still trying to peel him off.
Like, no, like
fire for that.
What's your favorite Kanye album?
But what's it called?
What's your favorite Kanye album?
This is always controversial.
Is it 808s and Heartbreak?
No.
Oh, okay, thank God.
No, Late Registration.
That's not, dude. That's my favorite one.
No, yeah. No, that's not that controversial, but I was gonna, because I'm not gonna lie, it is between that 808s and Heartbreaks.
What's your favorite?
Because that Lil Wayne song he has.
Okay.
Yo, that. Anyways.
Dude, you wanna hear some freaky shit?
What?
You know, not in a weird way, not on some Diddy stuff, not on some David stuff, but you know the song Drive Slow or Slow Jams on. We'll fix it later, it's fine.
I dropped the mic in my hand.
You know the song Slow Jams on Late Registration?
Yeah.
What if I told you it saved my life?
Really? What?
Yeah, I swear to God. This is when I was like 16.
How is that freaky though?
No, like it was some weird shit. Okay, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm driving home from my boy's house, right? And this is like, it was like raining, or I don't know if it was snowing or raining, but the roads were slippery as hell. Mm. And the song was playing. It said, drive slow, homie. And after I'm like, huh, this is lit. And after, I'm distracted. And all of a sudden, he says, drive slow again. And after I look back up, and there's a whole like fucking car that's just stopped, and I just break. And after the song ends on drive slow, I was like, Kanye. And then after he was confirmed to be a Nazi, so that kind of
surprisingly
Yeah, it was surprising he was a Nazi, yeah.
No, it's not what I was going to say, actually. I think I'm just going to pass it on to whatever he was going to say. I had to pause. I was like, I'm PR trained.
Like, yo, like, no. Let's just move away from Kanye right now.
Yeah,
that's the smartest thing to do right now.
They're going to get me.
Who's they?
Yo, I can't say. We don't want to find out who they is, bro.
You don't want to find out who they is.
Half of Concordia, bro. Half the English lit department's going to be after. Yeah, 100%. Well, we can't say that. Okay, now no. Shout out to the business department for
shout out to sponsors.
Holy shit, bro.
Yeah, bro. I forgot to do the quote of the day. Every show, we do this thing called quote of the day. You can say whatever you want as long as it has nothing to do with Diddy. Not you, Bimboy. Not you.
I know mine today.
Oh. So, Jay, what is the quote of the day?
Quote of the day?
Yeah.
What can I say now? It's putting me on the spot. But I just want to say, yo, take everything, like, strive to be, like, the best you possible, you know?
100%.
Like, and I also, too, if you're getting hate, don't really take it as, like, a negative thing. Because if you don't have people hating on you, at the end of the day, you're not really doing something proper, right?
100%.
Exactly. Because people will hate because you're doing something they wish they could do, you know?
You got to be curious, not judgmental.
Not judgmental.
100%.
And yeah, just do you always. Keep God in your heart, obviously.
100%. Shout out to him. You know?
But yeah, that's a big thing too. Just always do things the way you think it should be done and execute it perfectly.
100%, that's beautiful. Well, what about you, Bimbo? What's your quote today? I feel like you got something up your sleeve.
I hope all my ops catch chlamydia.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Actually, you know what?
And that's that, bro. That's that.
Yo,
real shit.
Celebration, bro.
That's
for
real,
real,
though.
That was real.
The hate's real.
You want to skip some names?
You want to hear some names?
Let's get some names.
Let me get the list.
Oh, you have a list?
Jump over 7. I do not fuck with 9. And that's the last thing I'm going to say.
Bars.
Is that like the 6-7 thing? I don't understand.
No.
No, okay, I was like,
no, yo, oh my God, I'm about to get mad at K2 again for that.
I don't
yo.
Know what the 6-7 shit is, bro.
Yo, bro. That's K2. Yo,
I woke up. You seen that?
No, I don't know what it is.
Wait, but literally? Did you see it? Like the MTL music post, bro? Like I woke up first thing in the morning. I think you're the first person to send me it. I woke up, I was like, what the fuck is this? This guy's not answering my text. He's sending me some stupid ass 6-7 kid shit. I'm like,
yo, I still don't know what it means, bro.
The backlist thing killed me today. Hold up.
Give context to what it is.
I don't know, bro.
I'm not
a kid. I don't know.
Listen, I don't even know. It's basically a famous song. And this kid was at a basketball game and did this and said 6-7.
Six, seven.
Blew up.
That's it?
Yes, yo, bro, because TikTok so dumb. Is brain rot.
It's I was so mad rot. He compared my art piece to the. Yo, pissed me off, bro. Anyways,
you know what, bro? Speaking of art, bro, tell us what you have. Besides the 4 EPs, what else do you have in the works? You got some. Got a little sneak peek.
I got a clothing brand soon coming too.
No way, actually.
Yes, no I way. Make my like I you know I'll be going thrifting and stuff, doing my own shit.
Yeah, you got that shit on though. For real, you got the drip.
Shout out Uniqlo, bro.
Shout out Uniqlo, bro.
Dead ass.
They got some cool
my
stuff.
Nicest SpongeBob shirts come from there.
That's where you got it?
Oh my, yes, bro. I bought. I know everyone knows the same sets because we've all been to Uniqlo. Yes, I have the COS shirt, bro. Dude, but yo, bro, that shit was so tough.
I like the fall stuff from Uniqlo though. Like this.
Word.
Like,
Loki, yeah, it looks very comfortable. It looks very stylish. It looks like you can match it with a lot of things for real.
I'm gonna start dressing like an Asian grandma.
That's so specific. That's so.
What? Start dressing like an Asian grandma, the little what's it called? Little vest.
Moo-moo.
Little vest. You know they always wear? Oh, they're so good.
Nah,
so
they're
cute.
Adorable. They're adorable.
I love it.
And what about you, Ben? What you got in the works?
Ooh.
You know, you got your tape. We also got Kirsten K in the box.
Awesome. I have some tapes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I have the tape that's coming out this month, and then I have the deluxe. And then I have some singles I'm working on too, maybe Ooh. Some collabs.
The one with Dream Girl too?
Maybe a video, huh?
The one Speaking with of video,
yes.
We got.
I also have a music video to shoot soon with my boy. So we gotta
Is
make that
the
happen.
One with you, with the cop? You,
with you the cop? Yeah. Oh yeah, okay, so Dude. that was a... Music video filming for Banzai by G-Bando and Kazami.
Fire song.
Yeah, that's, yo.
Was the cop actually there for you guys or was
it
just there?
No, it was the day of the hockey game.
So the cop was right there. They was right in front watching. You know, they was vibing.
At one point, there was like tons of people coming
Big
up.
Big ups for not shooting us, though.
Yeah, my life. Deadass. Big ups to cops, them stuff. Yeah, man.
That's beautiful, man, bro. Yeah. The cops not shooting them.
You know, like, deadass, like, they was doing real.
Literally. They even came up. He asked me. He was like, yo, are you guys filming
this? The thing, like, bro, and they were just watching, like.
Yeah, they were just vibing.
People were walking by.
People were jumping into the music.
Yeah, facts.
Dude, that would have been insane. But is it? You see it too?
Yeah, you see. I'm pretty sure in the video you should see all the people walking up there.
Dude, that can go viral.
Banzai.
That music video is actually crazy.
Bro, G Band will make some crazy stuff.
Hit a shotty with a band. So,
that's why I started making music too.
No, honestly, dude. But like, I'm actually directing. Well, I'm helping Mario direct his first visualizer for his upcoming song.
I need more visualizers. I need to start doing that. I need to get serious on that.
Yeah, Trey.
Visualizers are fun.
Shout out,
dude.
Trey.
Yo, for real.
Shout out, Trey.
I guess you could say he got vision.
Trey do everything.
All right.
Do a monitor thing.
Who else are we gonna shout out before time runs out? We got 3 minutes.
Shout out the richest.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit, my slime.
Yes, sir.
That's it. I'm a hedgehog.
Shout out all Zwap.
I'm my mom.
You know the vibes, Zwap. Shout out my boy Zendaya Sar too.
Zendaya?
Who said that?
Shout out Zendaya. Yeah,
shout out Zendaya too. Zendaya, not right now though. Zendaya was bad like last year maybe.
Nah, but she have a man now.
Zendaya
have a man. Yeah, Spider-Man.
Zendaya have a man. He busts up his head.
You can't even call that no man, bro.
Nah. He corrected the interviewer the other day.
Yeah.
My fiance. Not serious. He got that on lock. My boy Tom got that, bro. I thought it was going to be like a little PR thing.
Tell him get back for that tennis movie.
Bro, no, he cracked his head open the other day.
Yeah. The boy did a mashup.
On the set of Spider-Man. Yeah, bro.
Yo, and he's
but then he went to a charity event.
He's real life Spider-Man.
Bro, he's real life Spider-Man.
He's real life Spider-Man. Real
no, but apparently he actually cracked his skull.
Yeah, bro, some crazy stuff.
Like, cracked his skull, like. Wow. So, like, I would not be going back to her. How do you like you, Marvel? Like,
bro, like, for real, the guy has.
Yes, I haven't got a good movie since Devil All the Time. Like, I should kill you. Have you ever watched that movie?
I did.
You watched that?
That's a crazy movie.
The Devil
bro.
All the Time. Good movie.
That's a crazy cast too, for real.
Yeah, what's Robert it? Patterson. What's it called?
Delusion.
When he's in the church and he's like,
"We thank thee for the dead souls of the thing."
Someone need to put that.
If y'all didn't watch that movie, that was a good
enough. Movie. Yeah, nah, y'all should watch that movie.
It was a great movie.
Devil All the Time. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah. I love when he just kills all the people off LSD. That shit was so funny.
We're talking about the movie, by the way. We're talking about the movie.
Inglourious Basterds was good, but I'm not gonna lie.
It's long.
Yeah, the rewatchability for it on me, like, I could rewatch it type shit, but I feel like even when I was watching it the first time, it's just a lot of talking. And it's good, because the scenes are amazing. That's what I'm saying. It's amazing, but.
All right, yo, we got 20 seconds left. You want to say something real quick? What last words?
Big up, Zwap. Big up, my boy Kid X right here. Bim boy.
Yes, sir.
Big up, everybody here with me. You know?
Thank you so much, Jay, to Bim boy Curly, to everyone in the studio. Thank you for another banger episode. And we can't wait to see you guys soon. We have a Halloween party coming soon. See y'all soon. Peace out. And shout out to Manny, too.
Yeah, no, she's gay.